Microsoft's first official employee has returned to the company after a 15-year absence. Mark McDonald graduated from high school in 1974. A couple of years later, his schoolmate, Bill Gates, recruited him to do some programming work. It paid $8.50 an hour, not bad money at the time. Mr. McDonald stayed with Microsoft for the next 8 years, then left to strike out on his own. He has now returned to his first employer as part of Microsoft's acquisition of a Seattle-area electronic publishing company. Mark McDonald joins us by phone from his office, new office in Redmond, Washington. Thank you for being with us.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Place look a little different now?
Oh, quite. Scale is the main thing.
Well, when you left, what, there were 500 employees?
Or less. It seems somewhere, you know, somewhere around there. We were all in one building. I think one of the buildings here is bigger than that building.
Mr. McDonald, I hope you don't mind me cutting to the question, I think, on everybody's mind. Did you have the good sense, sir, to buy some stock on your way out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had options on the way out, and let's see, they were a princely sum at the time. It was 95 cents a share, and so I think they've went up a little bit over the years.
Yes, sir. So what professional sports franchise will you be buying, sir?
I'd rather be a spectator.
Why did you leave the first time around?
I had been there a long time, really, you know, from being little, being big, and then it was becoming a big company.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to try some other things and take a little time off, so seemed about a good time to do it. You know, who knows, you know, now when it's 40,000 people, it's a little different. But, you know, at the time when it was getting up to be that many hundreds, that's quite large when you're used to about 50.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had been with the company way back when it was based in Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was three of us in one apartment in Albuquerque, and there was one office and a table and a work area. There were no Microsoft offices at that point.
Yeah, and now, you and Bill Gates were, I don't know how to phrase this nicely, used to race each other in the streets, I've read.
Well, all three of us would occasionally. It would be who would get there first. And
who was the third wheel?
Paul.
Paul Allen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it usually, sometimes it would be, you know, the middle of the night or something. It would be 1 o'clock going to Denny's or something like that. So the streets were pretty empty. Unfortunately, Bill had the most power, but if you could turn it around enough corners, you could get a little more even with him.
Do you expect you're going to have much contact with Chairman Gates?
I'll have to see. I expect I'll have some. I haven't heard from him yet, but I have. He was involved in deciding how to get me my original number back. So that was done.
Oh, please tell us that story. You have your employee badge has a particular number.
Yeah. So it's number one, which is what I was there, and that was a special thing to work through. And part of the discussion was related to me. Is going well? You know, was it one or three? You know, do I count as an employee or? Okay. So there was a very philosophical discussion of whether founders counted as employees going on, deciding whether I was number one or number three.
Mr. McDonald, thank you very much for speaking with us. Good luck.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a good time here, and it's a wonderful opportunity, actually.
Mark McDonald in Redmond, Washington, who's just returned to Microsoft.